The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training academy.
This is Thomas Seltzer with Texas Sports Monthly. Tonight, we feature Christian Covington, defensive end of the Houston Texans.
Take me inside the locker room for what was going on. You mean you guys get off to an 0-3 start, and did something happen after the third game, or what changed that turned things around for you guys?
I wouldn't say there was an exact moment that occurred or an exact speech that took place or anything like that. I feel like, you know, we approach every week the same way. You know, no matter if we are coming off a win or coming off a loss, we have the same approach. We have the same mindset. We have the same attack mentality to be able to, you know, attack the weight room, attack practice, attack the meetings. So I wouldn't say there was much of a I can't say there was a spark. There wasn't a moment that, like, kind of, you know, triggered this thing. It was just a matter of just guys knowing that, you know, we're in a situation, you know, nobody wants to be 0-3, and we just got to do something about it.
So is there a difference right now sitting at 7-3 versus 0-3 as far as the feel and the mentality, or is it still pretty much same old, same old?
I wouldn't say it's the same old, same old. I mean, obviously, if you're winning, you know, winning kind of helps out with a lot of things.
Yeah,
As far as attitude, as far as, you know, team, you know, the composure of the team, atmosphere of the team. It's obviously winning definitely changes things. But, I mean, it doesn't change, you know, how we – What hasn't changed is our approach to, you know, game film. What hasn't changed is our approach to, you know, scouting our opponents and getting ready for the next game at hand. Because, I mean, it's great that we're on this streak right now, but at the same time, we all know that, like, this is, I mean, let's be honest, it doesn't really mean anything unless we just keep it going. Because, I mean, nobody wants to win and then lose.
Yeah, no, I can sure appreciate that. So I think most of us can probably understand, at least to some degree, what you go through every week to get ready. You do. It's a tremendous physical demand on you to get ready and all that. But talk about the mental aspect. I mean, what do you do to prepare yourself for the game mentally?
Really, for me, it's a lot of film. Whether it's just looking up, looking at previous opponents, looking up our game plan, going over practice film from, you know, during the entire week. Film watching is really like the number one thing with regards to like getting mentally prepared. And obviously, you know, another take on it is really just having that mentality, knowing that, you know, you're going into a game confident, knowing that, you know, you want to be able to be, you know, the victors on the other side. So, it's all those things really do encompass, you know, the week prior to the game.
Mm-hmm. Again, kind of inside the locker room, do you guys have, would you say, it sounds just the tone you're setting right now, it sounds very serious. I mean, do you guys cut up? I mean, you guys got different personalities, you know, on the team. I mean, is there a lot of joking around or some?
Oh,
or?
I mean, you can't be serious all the time. Like, you do that, you're going to mentally drain yourself. But, I mean, it's, you know, this team knows that, you know, when it's time to work, it's time to work. And when it's time to chill and relax and have fun, it's time to do that. So, I mean, and we have a lot of characters on this team. We have ping pong tournaments all the time. I mean, that's something that's always, like, that's something that's always a battle to watch in the locker room. But I wouldn't say it's just like, you know, serious. It's like, you know, you have to cut loose. You have to be able to, you know, have fun. Cause I mean, if it wasn't fun, we wouldn't be doing it right now.
Do you have a guy or guys that are what you would kind of consider the team clowns?
Not really. Just you have the funny, I mean, clowns. I feel like saying a team clown is kind of derogatory. But
yeah, I know what you mean. But I mean, you know, in other words, a guy that's going to be involved in a practical joke or just kind of lighting things up.
Oh, Clowny. You can count on Clowny for that every day of the week.
Yeah.
Big time.
So it's interesting. So, and again, what you're really basically saying is that it was just a question of you guys never really lost faith in what you were doing, even after the first three losses. It doesn't sound like you guys were down. And
no.
It sounds like right now it's not even that your guys are just walking on the clouds. It sounds like you're just taking care of business.
Absolutely. You have to have that. You have to be even keel. You know, coming off a win, coming off a loss, you're going to be emotional. Obviously, there's going to be different reactions, you know, from a win or a loss. But at the same time, when you dwell on it, when you read your own press clippings, when you read what the outside people are saying, that's when you start to get in trouble. What keeps you out of trouble is relying on, you know, your routine and your weekly game plan and your weekly, you know, habits that, you know, kept you going at this point.
Right. Again, our readers are going to be obviously interested in the Texas angle and the game that I can't say necessarily it was a turning point for you, although you might say it was, but, take me back to the game against the Cowboys. It was an important game. It was a very close game. Was there any extra, emphasis or extra desire to beat the Cowboys? Is there maybe just a little bit of jealousy with the Cowboys, with their reputation and everything? Or was it just another football game?
No jealousy. I mean, they're another football, like they're in the NFL, we're in the NFL. But at the same time, it's the only thing that could be heightened is just knowing the city that you live in. I mean, we're over here in Houston. You know, we know that this is, you know, there's only two NFL teams in Texas. So, and obviously, you know, once you're away from the stadium, once you're away from the building of your workplace, you obviously are exposed to, you know, the fan base, and you see, you know, how, everybody in the city loves this team, and everybody in the city really despises, the Cowboys. So obviously that does come into play, knowing that, you know, what's at stake with, you know, a civil war like that.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure that the game, the crowd is really into it.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of Texas, I mean, you grew up in Vancouver, and obviously that's a very, very different world up there. And you came to Texas, I guess you've been in Texas ever since you came to enroll at Rice University, right?
8 years now.
Yeah. So how did you wind up going from British Columbia? Why Rice University, and how did that come to be?
Didn't have a lot of scholarship offers. As simple as that. But you know, I kind of was a late bloomer with regards to football. I didn't really start getting things going until my senior year, and then I know my father played in the CFL.
Right.
With
Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah, big time. I'm trying to be like him every day. But yeah, my dad played with Darryl Patterson, who was then the assistant head coach of for Rice, so that was the connection to Rice itself, and so I was able just to get some film out there, and I was blessed with a scholarship, and you know, the rest is history.
It really was. And another thing, I was reading that you had entered the draft. I guess you finished it. You actually entered the NFL draft in 2015. After your junior year and after a year where you actually missed some time as a result of injury, what made you decide to enter the draft in 2015 as opposed to play another year at Rice?
I just felt like it was my time. I felt like even with the injury that I sustained, a lot of people, you know, people tried to make it out, seem like it was a bigger injury than it was. It was something I knew that I, knowing my work ethic, knowing my ability in with regards to rehab, like I'm a fast healer. That's just me being selfish right there, talking about myself. But no, I just knew I was given an opportunity. I was shown an opportunity that this could be a possibility, and I wanted to take it and run with it. Honestly, you know, I appreciated my time at Rice. I loved my time there. You know, we won a lot of games. We won bowl games. We won a conference championship, and that was you know, I came to Rice to do that, and I accomplished that. And, you know, that was just me taking the next step in my football journey.
Yeah. So no regrets looking back. You feel like that was the right decision for you?
Absolutely.
And I guess, I mean, honestly, and again, I'm, I know this is a bit, but when the Texans drafted you, was that something, were you excited about that? Or were you maybe even a little disappointed? Or
No disappointment at all. First of all, to be drafted is an honor and a blessing, because you know, only roughly 250, you know, young men get drafted, you know, right. out of basically the entire world. So to be drafted by anybody is an honor. And second of all, to know that I'm going back home, basically, to my college town, to my city, the great city of Houston. Like that was a double bonus, you know, and especially, you know, for incoming rookies, you know, a lot of guys aren't able to go, you know, a lot of guys play in college where, their cities don't really have NFL teams. So, they're having rookies are always having to get adjusted to, you know, the lifestyle, their surroundings, their new city, how to get around, what to do in your off season, stuff like that. For me, it was simple. I had been there for 4 years. I knew the city of Houston. I was already established there with people and friends in my church and people like that. So, the transition was a lot easier than it could have been.
You were involved, I guess, there in the community. I mean, you mentioned attending church, and so you had a community, a group there, a lot of friends.
Yes.
Oh, that's
from college and outside.
Where do you go to church?
Pardon me?
So where do you go to church?
I've moved around a lot. I've bounced around a lot. Now I go to the bridge by my house in Richmond. So, and I know a lot of people from there. I know people from Lakewood. So it's been really this back and forth between those two.
Gotcha. So have you given any, I mean, are you the kind of guy that pretty much just lives in the moment and really enjoys life, which is nothing wrong with that? Or are you thinking about the future? I mean, do you think about life, you know, beyond football, when you're going to quit and all that?
No, you have to think. You have to think about things, you know, your future. So it's not really a matter of, you know, living in the moment. Obviously, you have to enjoy what you're doing, but at the same time, you have to know that, you know, football is not going to last forever, and you have to be able to plan accordingly.
What do you think you want to do when you hang it up for the last time?
Pardon me.
So what do you think you want to do? After you hang up the spikes for the last time, what would you do?
Haven't decided yet.
All right, you got time. You got time. You're young. Thanks for the time, Chris. I really appreciate it. And good luck.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy. Train like a champion.